So go on. Say a little bit more about the group, about what you've been doing.
You mentioned, Mark, that you are the recipient of a small grant, a very modest grant. I have to say that the time of the year when we gather to consider the letters to apply for small grants is, for me, one of the great pleasures of being part of this group. This year, actually, I missed it because I was in the desert in Nevada doing the walk from Las Vegas to the nuclear test site as part of the Sacred Peace Walk. So I missed the time when the group gets together. What we do is, at the beginning of the year, a notice is published in several of the local activist newspapers. We have an announcement up on our website, and most of us talk to folks that we know that are doing activist kind of work, peace work in the community. And folks can write a letter, a very brief one page, expressing their need for a small amount of money to help with their peace activities, with various activities that they may be doing. The money is generated from the interest that comes from the deposits in our local bank account or whatever the bank account is, and I assume with Kathy's, with Seattle, with each individual organization has their own accounts and processes. I'm not familiar with that. I know that we have the money deposited. Folks send the percentage that they wish to withhold, so that basically what they're saying is they believe in paying for services, and I think Kathy said it before, where no one should think that you are personally pocketing the money that needs to go to the government for services, but what you are saying is you do not want those monies, those taxes, to go for illegal and immoral purposes like war. So that money generates interest, and at the end of the fiscal year, or we learn how much money we have, sometimes $3,000 to $4,000, and with interest rates being lower, of course, that changes each year, and then various groups apply. And the kinds of groups that apply are similar to yours, Mark, for Northern Spirit Radio. One of the ones that has been very dear to my heart over the years is a group of teachers in the Los Angeles Unified School District that it's called the Coalition Against Militarism in Our Schools. And so they provide information and counseling to families as to how to sign off on the No Child Left Behind, which requires information be sent to the military of high school students. One of the recipients of the money about a year or so ago was something that I found very stimulating because of my work in the East Los Angeles barrio, and it was a group of moms who had to walk their children past an alleyway that was rather dangerous on their way to school, and what they decided to do is to clean up that alleyway and make it a play space, a safe play space for kids. So that's the kind of activities that we engage in, and I have to say personally, it is one of the highlights of my year because it's such a joy to see folks who need something like $300 or $400 to be able to make a difference in the world, a peaceful, social, collaborative, collective